Hi, my name's Adam.
Hello, my name's Joe.
And we're going to be with you for the next couple of hours here on XFM, this kind of bleak Saturday afternoon. But we're going to brighten it up for you, right, Joe?
It's a very good afternoon for staying inside and curling up and listening to us.
Yeah, curling up, curling hair, curling, just curling, you know.
The sport.
The sport. Any kind of curling is good as far as we're concerned. I've just seen that what some of the prizes we're giving away on today's exciting show. We've got the return of Crap Commentary Corner, incidentally. That's our competition this week. That is exciting. And some of the prizes we're giving away are Joe Cornish.
You're not giving away Joe Cornish.
Oh, no.
That's too good a prize.
Okay.
We're giving away copies of National Treasure starring Nicolas Cage, a film I haven't seen.
I can't believe I bought that.
Did you?
All right. I bought it yesterday. And I'm so thick that I bought it on import because I didn't realise it was...
Wow.
And
coming
so
out in Britain.
Paid about £500 for it and I got... it's quite good. I started watching it last night, didn't finish.
Yeah, it's not quite good. It's amazingly good. And it's available in the shop soon from Walt Disney Pictures Presents. And it's wicked.
Wow.
It's got him and her and things.
Nicolas
and
Cage.
And it's terrific.
They try and steal the Declaration of Independence.
Right.
For reasons too exciting to reveal now.
There we go. So we got those to give away. We're not sure which competition to give away. And plus we got a copy of, for some bizarre reason, Todd Browning's Freaks, which may just be some sort of subtle message from our production staff.
Maybe we should do that one for Crap Commentary Corner, because that's a good sort of film prize.
I love a film with freaks in it.
I do too.
Have you seen Michael Winner's The Sentinel?
Yeah.
Where the gates of hell are guarded by freaks.
Are they real freaks in that
one? Oh, they're real freaks. Yes, they are.
We talked about this before, didn't we? And did we establish whether it's okay to call them freaks?
no, is there a I don't know.
Is there a better word to use?
I don't know. If you are a freak,
could you phone us?
You're insulted. Give us a call.
Let us know if you're offended by being called a freak. And I was going to say something else, but I can't remember what.
Well, we got terrific music coming up, Adam, haven't we?
Oh,
we've
yeah.
got music from Gorillaz, Kings of Leon, Radiohead, Razorlight, Bravery, Baby Shambles, Idlewild. That's just the first hour.
Wow.
And we're going to have some, as well as those competitions, some amazing topics of conversation to do with the week's pop culture and that sort of thing. So stay tuned, basically.
Don't touch the Rolos. Don't touch the Rolos. Don't touch the Rolos.
That's a very... I'm glad someone's made a song about that, because people are always nicking my Rolos.
I hate it.
Who was that?
That was the Kings of Leon.
Well done, Kings of Leon.
I really like the Kings of Leon. And before that, you heard Gorillaz. I really like Gorillaz. With Feel Good Incorporated, the Kings of Leon track was taken from their album, Aha, Shake Heartbreak, and it was called King of the Rodeo. That's all the info.
Well done, well done. Listen, I've got a... Saturday's a very popular shopping day. Many people listening will be... have just come back from the shops, or be going to the shops, or maybe be on their way to the shops. That's a good factoid. Don't worry, it's going somewhere.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was happy with that.
So what's new in the shops? The main thing new in the shops is Chip and Pin. Chip and Pin?
Yeah.
Do you know about Chip and Pin?
Are they like Ant and Dec, just sort of more...
Thankfully not,
younger.
No. It's an electronic method for paying for things, isn't it? You stick your Switch card in a little slot now.
Yeah.
Now, this has caused me problems, because I always feel very awkward at checkouts. I never know what to say to the person. Do you know what I mean? And that whole moment at the checkout is quite a socially awkward thing. Before Chip and Pin, there was plenty to do. There was swipe the card, rip the piece of paper off, pass the pen, find the pen, sign it with the pen, put the thing in the bag. There was plenty to be going on with to occupy you and the stranger that you're doing the transaction with. With Chip and Pin, it's just 2 minutes of silence.
Awkward silence, and they stare around and chat to their workmates.
Yeah, you just stick it in the thing and then you wait.
They say, do you know your PIN?
All that, well, they don't even usually do that. All they, now that you've, everyone's learned how to do it, they don't even have to explain it anymore. Now all they have to do is stick the thing in the bag, and then you just sit there staring at each other.
It's quick though, isn't it?
Not quick enough, because of the time spent staring at the person.
Well, you could chat, you could say, what's it like working here?
Well, you don't always want to do that. Do you not empathise? Maybe someone out there empathises with it. It's made shopping slightly more awkward, incrementally more awkward.
Well, it'd be nice to speak to a sales assistant whose job has been made hell by the awkward moments.
Of Chip and Pin.
Yeah. Caused by the Chip and the Pin.
Well, there we go. If there's anything you hear on today's show that you'd like to talk about watchdog style, you can call 0871-222-1049 or text us on 83XFM. You can email us, adamandjoe@xfm.co.uk as well. That's the end of my Chip and Pin rant.
Well, that was good, man.
Thanks.
Can I just ask, just to clear up the Chip and Pin thing, is the pin always the same as your hole-in-the-wall pin?
Yes.
Yeah, so obviously you know your PIN. What's the big deal with not knowing your PIN?
Well, sometimes if you use your Visa card, that you've always signed for. You know, I only know the PIN of my switch card.
Right.
Not my Visa card.
I can't believe you've still got a switch card.
Of course, well, it's not called switch anymore, is it? It's called Maestro or what? Mondeo or Potato or something. I don't know.
I think Chip and Pin would be a good name for a double act, though, don't you reckon?
Chip and Pin would be a brilliant name.
Like a modern
double act.
You know, I'm going to see that, I bet, at the Edinburgh Festival this year.
Yeah.
When I'm there.
Right. That's something to look forward to.
Chip and Pin. Oh, now, should we talk about the BAFTAs a bit later, or are you not bothered?
No, we'll talk about the BAFTAs. We should go for a record, though, maybe, because people who like music and hate us might be getting annoyed.
I don't want to cater to those people. This is our 2 hours. Okay. But, no, you know, we'll compromise and play some Radiohead. How about that? Oh, this has got a... I'm going to talk over this because this is a slow fade in.
Are you going to say anything worth saying? No, I wouldn't bother.
Nutties. What about that?
That's very good.
Thank you. Heed with Black Star. That was taken, of course, from an album called The Bends, which is really good. You should check it out. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. XFM. The extraordinary vocal stylings of Razorlight. With Somewhere Else before that, you heard Green Day with Boulevard of Broken Dreams. It's Adam and Joe here on XFM, and it's competition time.
Recorded off of a DVD. Why don't you listen and see? You could win some crap for free. Can you tell who's speaking? And a movie they're critiquing. Go ahead, it's easy. You can use IMDb.
Yeah, we just start talking over this bit.
Good, man.
Okay, so there we go. Crap commentary competition. If you win this... Oh, that was abrupt, wasn't it?
It was a little short bed.
Yeah, if you win this, you could just take your pick of our prizes. National Treasure, Todd Browning's Freaks. We've been sent the new Spoon album. Oh, that's exciting, isn't it? We usually just get sent rubbish albums, but we've been sent a good one, so I might give my copy away.
Oh, he could do that. Maybe we should play a track off it later on.
Maybe
as well.
We should. So there we go. So here it comes. This is, of course, recorded off a popular DVD commentary. I'm not going to give you any clues. This is either going to be really difficult or very hard. I'm not quite sure. So what film are these people commentating on? And who are they? There's a director and a couple of stars. Can you name them? The number, of course, is 0871-222-1049. There's two clips. Let's listen to the first one.
You're just in time. We're just starting here.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Ah, that's F. Murray Abraham.
Yeah, good old F, huh?
Yeah. We were very tight. I called him F. I met his entire family. G, K, D, L. You see, many people don't realize it, but that entire scene was shot inside my head. It was very painful getting all the camera and sound equipment in there, but it was well worth the effort.
Well,
is that really easy?
I would say it's quite easy. That's a pretty recognizable voice, that one.
0871-222-1049. Here's the second clip.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Let me line it up for you. It's got to be, well, I won't say anything.
Don't say anything.
I don't know who it is, I'm just guessing, but I won't guess.
Well, you've got to get it right. You've got to name, well, if ideally you'd name the director and which two stars are speaking.
I think I could do it.
Yeah, okay, let's see the second one.
All right.
You see, watch this scene. This is one for the Academy voters.
See, I'm thinking these scenes right here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking these particular scenes, the rat torture scenes.
Yeah.
These are the scenes that are going to get me that Oscar nomination. Academy loves this stuff, you know? Hey, you guys have a problem if I just slip out and check the plumbing, if you know what I mean?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Well, I think I could get that one.
Well, maybe we should be tough then and go for not only the film, but the correct three names.
And also all the films that they've ever been connected with.
Yeah.
A list of them. No, only joking. All you have to do is name who that was speaking. They were speaking in character, though, weren't they?
Hey, hey, hey!
I'm just assuming.
Well, you know... 0871-222-1049 if you know who that was. What a fantastic competition. Brilliant stuff.
I'm glad you got back to it, man, because it is a good competition, you know?
Hey, listen, the texts are going crazy with Chip and Pin comments.
Really?
Yeah. So we'll get back to that in a second. Are we going to have a record?
Yeah, I thought I'd play a track from the Spoon album.
Good idea.
This is I Summon You. a spoon with I Summon You from their new album, Gimme Fiction. This is Adam and Joe on XFM.
Is nobody getting this right, then?
Apparently, people are having a tough time with that one. I thought that was easy.
Shall we give them a clip? Well, let's play another clip.
Okay, well, shall we play the first one again, or have you got a different clip altogether?
No, I've only got two.
Oh, you got two. Okay, we'll play the first one again. Here's another chance.
So can I just say, if you know this, 0871-222-1049, you could well just swan straight through and win.
There could you well be swanning. Listen.
You're just in time. We're just starting here.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Ah, that's F. Murray Abraham.
Yeah, good old F, huh?
Yeah. We were very tight. I called him F. I met his entire family. G-K-D-L. You see, many people don't realize it, but that entire scene was shot inside my head. It was very painful getting all the camera and sound equipment in there, but it was well worth the effort.
Speaking of painful, but well worth the effort, that must have been a tough commentary to sit through.
Yes, indeed.
If those were the best bits.
Yeah, those were the best bits. It's sort of corny humour. That could give you a clue. And it's non-human people on that commentary. That's another clue. 0871-222-1049.
Get calling. XFM.
London's 104.9. This is XFM.
It's Adam and Joe here on Saturday afternoon on XFM. And it's the exciting part of the Crap Commentary Corner competition in that we're going to establish now.
That is the exciting part.
Who has won?
When someone wins.
Yeah.
So much more exciting than the competition and clip. So we've got two callers on the line. The first is Dan. Hello, Dan.
Now then.
Now, did you say now then?
No.
No, sorry, I'm hallucinating orally. How are you doing, Dan?
I'm all right, thank you. And yourself, sir?
Well, I'm doing absolutely brilliantly. And
sure.
we're very interested to know what you think it is, Dan. What do you think that clip was from?
It was from Garden State.
Right. Garden State.
The film, yeah.
Yeah, and do you know who was talking there?
That was that was the guy, Andrew Largeman, and he was played by Zach Braff.
Zach Braff.
Zach Braff from Scrubs.
And he kind of talks like this, does he? Zach Braff? Does he kind of talk like this? Like a kind of this? Like a kind of puppet? is Garden State a puppet film? Is it?
Not that I'm aware.
No, Dan, you've been bad. hurt yourself.
That's a good wrong answer. We love a good wrong answer. Wrong answer. Do you want a copy of National Treasure?
No.
Well done, sir.
Thank you, Dan.
Well done, Dan.
You're a very
clever man in new and original ways.
Can I just ask you finally, Dan, before we leave you, did you enjoy Garden State?
It rocked.
Okay, you're insane. Thanks so much for calling in, though, Dan. That was really enlightening. And we've got Gary on the line. Let's see if Gary's done any better with this one. Hey, Gary, how you doing?
How you doing? I'm fine, thanks.
Good. Now, who do you think was speaking in the clip we played earlier?
Speaking, I think it was Gonzo and Rizzo the Rat.
Yeah.
What film do you think they were talking about?
Muppets from Space.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are correct, Gary. Have you seen Muppets from Space?
I've got it on DVD.
Yeah, but have you seen Muppets from Space?
We've all got DVDs. Have you watched it, though?
I should say my wife's got it, really, than me.
Right. But
that's
it's
low.
Old one, you know. It's not mine. It's
what's
mine.
Her excuse?
She's sad.
Yeah.
She must be. She married me.
You know what? I was excited about Muppets from Space. I remember thinking, this is going to be the one. And it started off quite well, but then just didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah. It's for kids.
Muppet's Christmas Carol is a good film.
Muppet's Christmas Carol is the classic Muppet movie, don't you reckon?
I wouldn't say it was a good film.
Come on, Joe Cornish.
But it's certainly more entertaining than Muppets from Space.
It's the only decent film Michael Caine's ever done.
Yes. Good point, Gary.
I agree with that.
Well, congratulations, Gary. What would you like, Freaks or National Treasure?
I'll have the National Treasure, please.
There we go. Congratulations. Yes. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening, Gary. That's
the
Crap Commentary Competition for this week.
Good job. Thank you very much for your calls, Dan and Gary.
Hey, and you know, I should tell you that the director... Get this.
What?
You ready for this?
Oh, yeah. Who was the director?
Tim Hill.
Timmy Hill?
Yeah. The big Tim Hill.
The Timster.
Timster.
I thought it was, you know, Frank Oz's son.
He's involved, but he's only doing the voices. I'm sure
the wizard.
Directing puppets. He's had enough of it.
Right.
I imagine.
Yeah. Fair enough. There you go. Well, this is Adam and Joe, and this is The Bravery. Oh!
Yeah, this is Adam and Joe on XFM, London's 104.9, also available to listen on the internet, if you're not in London.
Or on your television. You can sit there in front of a blank screen.
Brilliant.
And watch it. I can't remember what channel it's on. Do you remember, Lila? On digital TV. What channel XFM is?
Oh, come on.
Sky 864 NTL 293.
Brilliant stuff. There we go. So, this week we went what?
I was going to say that was the bravery with Fearless.
Thank you. This week we went to the, Adam and I went to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy premiere and party, didn't we, Ad?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's a fantastic film. We highly recommend you see it. Very visually dense. I think I need to see it again, because there was so much going on, I couldn't take it all in at times.
Yeah, there's loads of sort of hidden little, Easter egg-y type things.
It's going to be a monstrously good DVD.
Yeah.
But at the part, and they had a fantastic party afterwards. They had, is it called the Space Hog? The Hog Pod. They had a big spaceship outside the venue. The venue was the Freemasons Hall, which is this amazing Freemasonry church in London that's usually closed to the public. And they had this huge party there, and they had bits of the set from Hitchhikers there. They had Vogons around the place. All the waiters were dressed as Arthur Dent and aliens and stuff like that. And all the cast were there, apart from Mos Def, he didn't make it. But Sam Rockwell was there.
Sam Rockwell was staggering around.
Dashnell, Martin Freeman. I had a lovely talk to Martin Freeman's mum.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to go into too much detail, because he's a private person. But she was a lovely woman, and is a lovely woman.
Yeah.
What a lovely woman. And she said whenever her and her husband feel a bit down, they just watch a whole lot of The Office. And I think she called it, Marty time. We have Marty time. And we just watch she just gets a box set of The Office and watches it and just thinks, that's my son.
Wow.
He's brilliant.
That's amazing.
Isn't that fantastic?
That would be brilliant if you were a parent. Can you imagine? Unfortunately, that's a joy denied to our parents.
I don't know.
Because what are they going to do? Struggle through the Adam and Joe DVD?
Yes.
Yes, I suppose. Love it. Bucky time.
Bucky and Bobo time.
Corny time.
But listen, anyway, Adam, I was talking about Adam, I was talking to Adam about the Hitchhiker's, premiere, and he was complaining that he didn't get any photographer action on the carpet.
Well, I wasn't complaining, I mean, no. It's a foregone conclusion, but, you know, I haven't been to a premiere in a long time, and I've also got quite a big beard at the moment, because I'm going to Edinburgh and doing this character.
So there's a point to this.
And I didn't get photographed, what?
Well, I just walked straight past, I don't expect anything, and, but we've got an email here from a guy called Jeff Spicer, who's a photographer. He says, good afternoon, Adam and Joe. As a regular listener to your show, I'd like to thank you for making Saturdays an even more enjoyable day. However, on a professional note, I have to say that I was very disappointed when you failed to stop on the blue carpet when you arrived at the Hitchhiker's premiere this week, despite the fact that it was more important for me to get a shot of Rebecca Luz with her recently purchased silicon implants. I tried to get you to stop and be photographed by myself and my press photographer colleagues. Rory McGrath was quite happy to stop, and his beard is not as good as yours. He sent a picture of McGrath.
There you go.
So why are you so shy?
Wow.
I'm sure you'll mention the premiere on today's show. I'm waiting to hear your views on the film. Whatever you do, though, do not refer to the invited press photographers at the event as paparazzi. The paps are the underclass of photography who hang around outside West End nightclubs and who follow celebrities to the shops every day. Keep up the good work on Saturdays. Blah, blah, blah. That's nice, isn't it? Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. That was an extremely coherent communique.
Jeff was baying for some pap action.
He wasn't baying. Do you know what? I thought I heard someone saying, Adam, as I went in. And my wife even tapped me on the shoulder and said, there you go, darling. Yeah. Someone said your name.
Well, some people shouted Joe, but there were only about two of them.
Yeah,
and so
exactly.
I thought, well, that's not enough volume or demand.
I just thought, because I got my fingers burnt once before, I think maybe at the Q Awards years ago or something like that. Maybe at the Brits even. Do you remember we went into the Brits? And I thought I heard someone saying, Adam! And I sort of rushed out and went, yes, here I am! Take your photographs now! And no one wanted.
Yeah, we haven't been on the telly for so long. It's like shouting for Hufty on The Word or something. But Jeff, in future, why don't you just shout your name? Shout Jeff Spicer!
And we'll run
and then
over
we'll
to
react.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
But, you have to make it much clearer than that. Adam Buxton, please come over here to have your photograph taken. That's the thing I need.
Just make an appointment.
Yeah.
Just call us. Get our home numbers quite easily.
We've got quite a lot of free time.
Mm.
Here is Pavement.
Go back to your scorched sounds and keep my advent to yourself, because it's nothing I don't like. Is it a crisis or a boring change when it's central, so essential? It has a nice ring when you laugh.
Oh, it's fantastic. That's Gold Sounds from Pavement's album. Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. Stick with us. We'll be back very shortly.
XFM.
Ooh. Well, ooh,
that's something to think about, isn't it?
Stop it. You're blowing my mind. That's Kasabian with Cut Off, and before that you heard Banquet by The Block Party.
Hey, can I read a quick email, Adam?
Wish you would.
Hi, Adam and Joe. Just listening to the show, and you mentioned your DVD. Is there one of the TV show? Because I've tried to find it and couldn't. Used to love the show. Still vividly remember being in hysterics over that Swizzle Sticks game show spoof. Nice to have you on the radio. Keep it up. Quizzle Stick, it was.
Quizzle Stick.
Yeah. So is there a DVD?
Yes, Joe, there is. There is a DVD. It's called The Best Bits from the Adam and Joe Show. Oh. Unfortunately, it's not the whole of the shows that we've put on there, but it's an amazing compilation featuring many, many jaw-dropping extras. And it should be available in your local large retail record shop, your HMV, your Virgin, your whatever they are.
Mm.
I've seen a few copies around myself, and I always check. And I've been pleased to see that they
really
do stock it.
I must pick one up on the way home.
Yeah. Have you ever bought one of our videos, DVDs?
No, no. Listen, we can't talk about this for this long.
Can we not?
I don't think so. I think it's improper.
I was planning on going on for another 5 minutes about our DVD.
Weren't we
going
to chat about the BAFTAs?
Yeah, fair enough. We got passed over for a BAFTA again this year.
Last chances. No noms for the last chances.
No nods for the last chances for Bucky, unfortunately. But I was in good being ignored company because there was no nominations as well for The Mighty Boosh and no nominations for Peep Show.
That's a bit of a scandal, isn't it?
I mean, it's a, well, the Boosh is a scandal as well, but Peep Show, double scandal, because the Peep Show has a potentially massively broad appeal. It's pretty much the best, most consistent gettable sitcom since The Office, I would say.
Yep.
And amazing performances, brilliant kind of script. And
I've been working with David Mitchell recently.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
a very funny, very clever man, nice man.
They're both funny. The other guy, what's he called?
Webb. Toddy Pipkins.
Jimmy Webb.
Yeah.
What's he called? James Webb? Oh, dear, I'm not sure. But anyway, Mitchell and Webb are the guys who star in it. It's written by other people.
Not them.
Not them, although they do contribute to the writing. Anyway, why wasn't it nominated? That's just demented.
Because it's all corrupt.
It's all corrupt.
The BAFTAs.
What are you saying?
Well, it's corrupt.
Oh, my God.
It's all to do with a little cabal of commissioning editors. It is. It's all corrupt.
Is Madonna involved in it?
Yeah.
Kabbalah?
Yeah.
It seems that way, because how could they get passed over when, let's see, who was in their category that they should have been in? Basically, Best Comedy Performance, which they could easily have won, both those guys, went to Matt Lucas and Dave Walliams. I mean, that's uncontroversial. Everyone loves the Little Britain guys. They were up against Rory Bremner, Julia Davis, and Tamsin Gregg. All of those. Well, Julia Davis, that's a pretty good turn. She could have won that one. But they could also have been nominated for comedy program series or comedy program or series. Little Britain won that again.
So now you're just complaining about the category titles.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
Oh, they could have right.
These are the things.
Yeah, the Peep Show could have been nominated.
Yeah,
for. Yeah.
Because they were up. They would have been up against Catherine Tate, Harry Hill's TV Burp, and the Mark Steele Lectures. Now, no disrespect to any of those people, especially.
Burp should take it.
Burp should have taken.
Burp
that
should
one.
Have taken that. Burp's fantastic.
Burp is amazing.
The Burp.
But, Mark Steele Lectures, I mean, it's great and all, but
it's
come
no
on.
Burp.
They could have found room for Peep Show or The Mighty Boosh in there. That's just my opinion. Mm. Sitcom Award went to Black Books, and it was up against Green Wing, Nighty Night, and The Vicar of Dibley Christmas Special.
Well, that was good, wasn't it, when she dipped her head in chocolate? Do you remember that? I watched that, The Vicar of Dibley Christmas Special.
Was it good?
No.
I mean, it's probably quite good. It's Richard Curtis and people like
hey,
that.
Hey, I saw some good telly.
What did you
see? Did you see Shirley Ghosman on Jonathan Ross?
I heard about it.
Wow.
He went too far.
That was incredible. Maybe we should talk about that after another record. I'd like to talk about that.
Okay, stick with Adam and Joe right now. Here is a track from I'm Trying to Find Out. Turin Breaks! It's a track from the new Turin Breaks album. This is called Fishing for a Dream. Balmy. That was very nice indeed. That was Turin Breaks and Fishing for a Dream.
So, this is Adam and Joe on XFM. Shirley Ghosman on Jonathan Ross. I know it was on, I think it was the week before last, wasn't it? Or, Friday, the Friday before last.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody out there saw it.
Sure they did.
If you didn't, Shirley Ghosman is a sort of spoof psychic character created by the very talented Mark Wootton. And he appeared on Jonathan Ross's chat show. The two other guests on the chat show were Nicole Kidman and David Schwimmer.
Oh, yeah.
So it was an unusual fit.
A-list.
For an unknown BBC Three comedian who, whether he's good or bad, is unknown by the general public. He's
well,
also...
By the massive general public.
By the massive general public.
Yeah, yeah.
Certainly unknown by the studio audience.
Sure.
And it was an incredible bit of car crash telly. And, you know, if there's any justice, it'll pop up in top 10 cringeworthy TV moments for eternity. It was better than the David Blaine on This Morning. It really was toe-curlingly amazing.
Wow, what happened?
Mark Wooden is brilliant, the show's pretty good, but Jonathan, obviously, the problem about this is, I know, and you know, Adam and Joe, we know everybody involved in this, but... I need to tip my hat to them because it was the worst, most incredible thing I've ever seen. Poor old Mark Wooden just died, and he took Kidman and Schwimmer down with him. And there's an amazing sort of unstated sort of understanding when American stars go on British shows to pretend that they know everybody.
Yeah.
You know, like Will Smith was on Ant and Dec that same night, and he was doing gunging and stuff, and he was acting as if Ant and Dec were his close friends. And Alan Shearer was someone he really knew and liked, and stuff like this. Yeah, guys! Yeah, sure, Alan! That's not a very good Will Smith impression. But, you know, yeah, guys! But you know what I mean?
Okay, and
there's this sort of unspoken sort of,
yeah.
thing that they're all friends, and Mark Wooden's appearance on the Jonathan Ross show really gave the lie to that, because he made some very anti-Semitic comments.
In character. Yeah.
To David Schwimmer. He made some really feeble, you know, lame funny. There's a certain sort of humour that's funny because it's so lame.
Yeah.
But often that's mistaken by the general public for just...
Lameness.
And it was, you know, Wooten's Kidman jokes were very, very lame, and there were long silences. And Jonathan, if you saw it, you would have seen that Jonathan tried to help him at the beginning, because Jonathan's obviously a fan, and he tried to act as a straight man to Wooden shtick, but then he realised that the audience were not only not getting it, but actually becoming angered and shocked, especially when the cancer jokes started. They started to be actually shocked and insulted. And then Jonathan sort of just sat back in his seat and watched Shirley Ghosman die.
Let it unfold.
And basically he did die a very cruel and slow death.
Can you remember any examples of the exchanges
at
all?
Well, a lot of it's unrepeatable.
Mm.
And it was coming off a sort of bat, because Jonathan... It wasn't that good a night for Jonathan, and he's a man who knows that if there's a boring Hollywood star, he needs to make it interesting by being provocative. So he was being very provocative already with Nicole Kidman. He called Nicole Kidman's mother a biatch. Didn't say it that politely. Twice.
Yeah.
And she was looking very uncomfortable. And then Wooten came on and did a very protracted psychic thing on Nicole Kidman that just ended up with him telling her she was Australian. It didn't seem very funny, and it took a very long time. And he said he'd channeled Hitler, and he made some unfortunate references to David Schwimmer after he said that. A lot of it is actually unrepeatable.
Yeah.
Well,
they got apparently something like 150 complaints.
350. His jokes are stuff like, oh, Kurt Cobain came through to me shooting his bloody mouth off, is one Shirley Ghosman joke. Quite good, but, you know, if you don't listen carefully, you miss it.
We should say at this point that Shirley Ghosman, if you haven't caught it already on BBC Three, is really well worth catching.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
It's a good... These are all good people just having a bad day.
And apparently, I think they shed something like 1 million viewers.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I think,
Well, they've got the same agent, haven't they? Jonathan and Shirley Ghosman are both represented by a company called Off the Curb. But that may or may not have anything to do with it. It probably has a little bit to do with it. But, you know, I'm not berating any of these people. It was incredible television. I wish I'd recorded it. It was the most exciting thing I've seen in years.
Well, let's start a campaign right now to get Shirley Ghosman back on Friday Night with
Jonathan
Ross.
Let's just get that episode of Friday Night on Jonathan Ross released on DVD.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to all concerned. We salute you. Here's the Smiths. Kind of a retro sound there. That's the Caesars with Jerk It Out.
Coming up in a sec, we're going to be playing the new Coldplay single. I haven't heard that yet. Does that excite you, Adam Buxton?
Yes, it does. They're the biggest band in the world, and I want to hear what they've come up with.
Are you being sincere?
Well, I just heard Christine O'Connell doing a trail for Bounty Hunter where he referred to them as the biggest band in the world. I thought the biggest band in the world title was held by U2 at the moment. There's always about four or five bands who argue about being the biggest band in the world, or R.E.M., Who's the other biggest band in the world?
They don't argue amongst themselves, do they?
They do. They have.
Really?
Yeah, fights.
How terribly vain.
Chris Martin always loses because he's a weed.
Listen, if you listen to Sean Keaveney on Monday from 10 a.m, he'll be giving away copies of the Virgin Megastore Album of the Week, which is the Caesar's Paper Tigers.
Hey, we just played.
And for more chances to win that album, go to www.xfm.co.uk. Virgin Megastore's Album of the Week.
Good one.
Yeah, good one. So listen, we were just talking about car crash telly. We were talking about Shirley Ghosman on Jonathan Ross. And I'm looking at next week's telly, trying to see if I can spot anything.
Spot the crash.
That might have equal impact.
Yeah.
And I think I found it.
Wow.
It's a programme presented by Peaches Geldof, Bob Geldof's daughter. And she's been in a lot of the papers this week because she's 16. She's going out with a 68-year-old or something, a 23-year-old, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But she's sort of putting herself forward as the voice of teenage youth. And we were just talking about this while the records were playing, that if you're a sort of precocious teenager, it's amazingly easy to convince adults that what you say counts for all teenagers. How many times do you open up a paper and see a sort of, let's take the temperature of Britain's teenagers. Mm. And they think they can do that just by randomly gathering any five teenagers and writing down what they've got to say.
And it's usually the sons or daughters of the journalists who work on the paper.
Why, what's the point with that? And it seems to me that this Peaches Geldof programme is going to be very symptomatic of that trend. She's going to tell us all about what teenagers think about, how much sex they have, whether they take drugs, what they think of politics and music, and I think Peach's opinions will count for everybody in the country between the ages of 13 and 19.
Well, she might be extra precocious, because usually if you listen to the opinions of most teenagers, all you get are the opinions of their parents, generally, in a kind of twisted, insane form.
Or maybe they're all sorts of different opinions in teenagers. Maybe they're all quite different.
I don't believe they are.
They're all the same. They're all having sex at 13, taking drugs, disillusioned with politics.
They all like Pete Doherty or Doherty, and they all think it's a good idea to misbehave.
They're all like Peaches Geldof. She's a columnist for Elle Girl.
Is she?
Her latest assignment is to investigate the modern teenage state. She travels to Bolton, Wolverhampton and Brighton to meet fellow teens leading very different lives. Surely that's going to be a hilarious disaster.
What time's that on and what time?
Sky One, 9 p.m. Do you get Sky?
Yeah. What day?
Monday.
Monday.
Maybe
Sky
you could.
One,
maybe you could. You could record that.
Oh, I'll definitely record that, and we'll talk about that. Yeah. But you know, I'd be interested. I'm a fan of Bobo Geldof. I keep calling him Geldof. Geldof. You know.
Gandalf.
He's good, I think. I've got time for Geldof, so I'll be interested to see what Peaches has to say.
Peaches. You know, you can't. Let's not mock Peaches, because she's a teenager and unsteady.
Well, you wait,
world,
man.
Probably.
Trixie Belle's going to be talking. Oh no, Peaches. Trixie Belle is her.
Peaches
name?
Is the eldest one. I don't know. No, she's called Honeysuckle. La.
No, it's Pixie.
Is it?
Peaches.
I don't know. Let's not mock their names. That's too easy.
That's too easy, isn't it?
Coming up in a bit, we got Dizzy's in the Dock. This week, shall we tell them what the theme is?
Yeah.
It's a Prince playoff.
Prince off.
A Prince off. A Little Purple Ponce off.
Oh, dirty. And can I just blow our own trumpets again a little bit more?
Go on.
I was just so excited, man. I was watching Ant and Dec Saturday Night Takeaway last weekend.
Yeah.
And they had an item about football on it. And behind it, as a bed, was playing Adam and Joe's footy song.
No.
The footy song. Ball,
Ant
ball,
and
ball,
Dec.
footy.
The highest rated programme on television.
Yeah, football. And
wow.
here's another thing.
We'll get 60p for that.
Can you confirm to me, I was watching this programme about, like, most excruciating children's TV moments ever or something.
Mm.
There seem to have been about 100 of those programs.
Mm.
Anyway, they managed to find a couple of new ones, a new little bits. I think it was on Channel 5, maybe last weekend or the one before. And there was one with, who was the band? It wasn't Matt Bianco, or maybe it was Matt. No, it wasn't. It was Peter Andre.
Right.
Someone phoned in Peter Andre, and I'm almost certain it was our friend Zach. You didn't watch that show?
No.
Oh, does Zach listen to this program?
Possibly.
Well, Zach, if you're listening, can you phone up and confirm? Because Zach used to do quite a few dementia.
And they used that clip on this clip show.
Yeah, it's
exciting.
Sure. He sort of said, he just phoned in and said, Peter Andre, why are you such a loser sellout?
Man, we're coming back. Maybe we're coming back.
Maybe it's time for the comeback.
Wow.
Time for Ditties in the Dock now. Now, we got to make this pretty quick, Joe, but it's a Prince off.
Yeah, it's a Prince off. The Little Purple Ponce. We're going to pitch two of his tracks against each other. Shall I just go straight in there with my choice?
Yeah, why not?
My choice is Let's Go Crazy. It's from the Purple Rain album. Purple Rain, one of my favourite 80s films. Fantastic film, full of great music, and this is one of the most brilliant tracks on it. It's got terrific lyrics. What an amazing introduction. Dearly beloved, we're gathered here today to get through this thing called life. It's just a classic song,
yeah.
And you can't go wrong with it. And it's brilliant. And it's Let's Go Crazy by Prince. And that's it. That's my pitch.
Okay, my song is Sexy Mother... Farmer. And basically, I've had to heavily censor this song because it contains the MF swear word in it right the way through. But it's a kind of hip-hop-y funk explosion, which I think did chart. And I can't remember what they did when it was in the charts. Can you remember? How did they censor it?
I think they changed the lyrics, didn't they? I can't remember, but yeah, I think they just changed it. Instead of bleeping it, they changed it.
Right. Well, what I've done is I've got my son Frank, who's like my personal swearing machine,
this isn't fair now, is it?
Well, you know, it's just a thing.
You've embellished the track.
I've embellished the track because out of legal necessity, I've had to make amends to the swearing police because otherwise we'd get fired. So it's Sexy MF, the Frank version.
Basically, or let's go crazy.
That's what you're voting for.
Call 0871 222 1049. The person who votes with the deciding vote will win their choice of exciting DVDs. 0871 222 1049 is the number.
Now get ready for the cold play.
Oh, can't you just envision the season's best goals? Being, you know, a montage of those with that record over them.
You make me sick.
Why?
You're
just... Because I'm so insightful.
Just cynical. Just, you know, Coldplay wrench their heart out, stick it on a tray for you, and you say, oh, you can just see that on the season's best gold. Well, I'm gonna kill you for what you've said, okay? We'll be back with Ditties in the Dock after this. XFM.
Yes, this is the closing 11 minutes of the Adam and Joe radio show here on XFM. It's Ditties in the Dock time, and things aren't looking very good for Joe Cornish. Because Adam, it's a Prince playoff. I chose Let's Go Crazy. Adam's chosen Sexy MF. And he's replaced the swearing with his child saying cute things. So it's just a foregone conclusion, isn't it? Even I want to hear the child saying cute things.
Well, it's not a foregone conclusion because Let's Go Crazy is a kind of colossus of rock.
Yeah, but it doesn't have
and
babies
our fans,
saying sweet things.
Yeah, but people sort of might want to hurt me for making my child say sweet things because it's sort of nauseating.
Okay, well, let's see what happens. Let's go to the phone lines. Tally, hello, are you there?
It's Sally, sorry.
Well, why did you write Tally, Lila?
Why did you
Well,
did
Tally's
you do
not
that?
Even a human name. Have anyone ever met anybody called Tally?
I have.
Doctor Who has.
Really?
I think he
Okay,
has.
Hello, Sally.
Hello, how you doing?
Very, very well. Now, I presume you're voting for the baby.
I'm voting for Sexy MF.
Oh, yes.
But I would prefer it without the baby. Because they just missed... no offence, but they just missed out the words and just left it blank with just the music bed underneath.
Did they?
It.
And you like a nice, forcefully sung swear word.
Oh, absolutely, but I know you can't do it on the radio.
Yeah. No, we're not allowed because it's evil and corrupts people.
Exactly, it hurts them. But Sally, thank you very much for your call and for your vote. And yes, of course, if it was up to me, I'd leave it intact with the swearing in because it's not really...
You know what?
Not,
I'd take the music out and just leave
Just
Frank.
The swearing. Oh, just Frank.
Just leave the child. So thanks very much, Sally.
Tally,
thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Sorry we can't give you a prize because we're only down to National Treasure and Todd Browning's Freaks, which we're going to have to save for the deciding call. So that's 1-0 to Buxton and his son. Fergus, hello, are you there?
Good afternoon.
How are you, Fergus?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah.
Are you driving a car, Fergus?
Oh, I am driving a car, yes. I'm hands-free, though.
Hands-free? What, you're not even steering?
No.
Steady. I hope you're not endangering yourself or anyone else on the road, Fergus.
Not at all.
Okay, good. What are you going to vote for this afternoon?
Let's Go Crazy.
Fergus, well done.
It's got to be a driving classic. You should stick it on right now, as soon as you hang up, Fergus.
So. Yeah, get rid of... Sexy MF.
Yeah.
What, even with Adam's child.
Don't keep going on about the child because
I'm trying to overdo it.
You're
see,
turning
my
people against
tactic.
The child.
Exactly. If I just talk about it too much, by the time we hear it, it'll be old news. 1-0. Thank you very much, Fergus.
Thanks Fergus.
For calling. Good luck. Don't crash.
Drive safely.
Or die.
Dinesh, are you there?
Hi. Yeah. How's it going?
Fine.
Yeah.
Dinesh, you've called us before, haven't you?
I have. Yeah, a few times.
Have you won prizes from us?
I
Yeah, I won one of your DVDs, actually.
Did you?
Very good, yeah. I like Star Wars stuff.
Did you?
That was a long time ago, so Dinesh...
In a galaxy far, far away.
He hasn't won a prize for a while.
No, I haven't.
Okay, Dinesh, what are you voting for? Is it Sexy MF or Let's Go Crazy?
I'm going to have to vote for Sexy MF. I have good teenage memories of the video.
Yeah, it was a... Well, the video was just a clip from the film, I think.
No, Sexy MF.
Yeah, Sexy MF.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I was deluded there. I thought you were voting for me.
It's a good tactic. Denial.
Do you remember in... Can I just say one thing? Do you remember in Purple Rain, do you remember Prince's seduction technique?
No.
He gets Apollonia back to his flat and he's got a recording of a woman crying played backwards.
Wow.
And that's how he turns her on. It's crying backwards. Sexy, isn't it?
And she says yes.
Then he bangs her from behind.
Oh, you can't say that.
Amanda... Is it? Oh, no, we haven't finished with Dinesh.
Dinesh, thank you very much indeed for your call.
It's 2-1 for Adam.
2-1 to me.
Not looking good for Cornish.
Amanda.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very good, thank you. What are you up to?
I'm actually just about to go into Sainsbury's shopping. How exciting is my life?
Are you going to have a chip and pin moment?
Oh, yeah, possibly, yeah.
You're going to have to think of something to say while you wait for the chip and pin to go through.
Amanda, do you ever use the self-checkout at Sainsbury's?
Oh, no, they drive me nuts.
Do you not find it takes, like, 5 times as long? Well, because
you always have to get...
Which is exactly why I don't use it.
Yeah.
Unrecognised item in the bagging area.
You have removed your bag.
Go there.
Every time I've used it, I've just had to call the cashier over. Anyway, that's another show. That's for next week. So, Amanda, what are you going to vote for?
I'm doing Let's Go Crazy.
Yes! So this is very tense, isn't it?
It's very tense.
All.
Amanda, thanks very much for your call. Have a good time in Sainsbury's.
So, we're down to Reg. Hello, Reg.
Hello, mate.
How you doing, Reg? You realise the gravity of the situation. You are now going to cast the winning vote.
I can feel the pressure.
There's great pressure, and, you know, I don't know, you sound like quite a sort of gruff, manly man who maybe doesn't have time for the fipperies of little children saying silly words.
I'm a bit of a gruff, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, dear,
it could be looking good for Cornish.
Reg, tell us what you're going to go for.
It's got to be Sexy Mother.
Oh, yes.
Sexy. What did he say?
I don't know. We sort of shouted over it.
Well, that's very disappointing, Reg. You're not as manly as I thought you were.
Reg, you have, however, won some prizes. Congratulations. You're getting a copy of Todd Browning's Freaks, which is a cinema classic, and National Treasure, which is a film with Nicolas Cage in it. And are you excited about that?
Fantastic, yeah.
Good one. Well, thanks so much for calling in, Reg. Thanks to everyone who called in today. Ah, well, that's it, man.
That's terrible. I've lost about 4 weeks in a row.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, there's a text. Good.
Was that the text
Thanks
noise?
To cheer me up.
Yeah. I didn't know there was a text noise. Yeah. Anyway, that's
it. On my phone.
It's Sexy MF and is the winner this week. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be with you next week. And I love you. Bye!
Bye!
Sexy
Melon Farmer.
We're all alone in a villa on the Riviera. Got some friends on the south side in case you care. Out of all of your friends, I wanna be the closest. That's why I tell you things so you'll be the mostest. When it comes to life, to be this man's wife, you got to be well educated on the subject of fights. I mean the prevention of, in other words, it's R.E.A. the meaning of this thing called love. Are you up on this? It's something you can get up off a hug and a kiss. Come here, baby.
Sexy
smelly
doggy.
Come here, baby. Yeah.
It's a bit naughty.
We need to talk about things. Tell me what you do. Tell me what you eat. I might cook for you. See, it really don't matter, cause it's all about me and you. Ain't no one else around. I'm even with the blindfold gagged and bound. I don't mind. About sex, it's all about love, being in charge of this and life and the next. Why all the cosmic talk? I just want you smarter than I'll ever be when we take that walk. Come here, baby. Yeah.
You sexy chatter.
Come here, baby. Yeah.
You sexy mother Nazis.
Horn, stand up, please.
naughty munchkin.
Come here, baby.
You sexy
munchkin.
Tommy Barbarella in the house.
Dirty chapter.
Sexy chocolate biscuits. XFM.